I'm Walt Nidola with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans had a chance to speak with Mark Stonerock and Mark Hamery with the Marquette Area Blues Society for a preview of this weekend's 19th Marquette Area Blues Fest. It's happening at Matson Lower Harbor Park in Marquette. And here's the latest with what's going on with Mark Hamery and Mark Stonerock.
Yeah, Friday night's a free night, and Ham, we have some great sponsors for that.
Yes, we've got our friends at the Ordoc Brewing Company, who've been great partners for many years, and this year we've added Higher Love Cannabis Company on board. They're sponsoring the Friday night free show, kind of our way of saying thanks to the community. We've got Corey Dennison and friends, followed by the Steepwater Band. Free show, gates open at 5. The music starts about 6, runs to about 9:30-ish.
Blues Fest is back. Mark Stonerock with us here today. Mark Hamery. Every year is good. Every year is different. And this year is, I know there's a lot of you in the organization are kind of going, who's coming?
You know, this might be the best year we've had. I say that a lot, but every year I re-look at things, and this is definitely one of the best lineups we've ever had. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Saturday, local bands Baloo's, followed by the Organ Grinders, who were a late addition, but a great one. Adriana Marie and her Groove Cutters are a wonderful swing blues combo. Ivy Ford Band, who some of you may remember, maybe the most dynamic blues player we'll have this year. And Larry McRae, who is on his way to being a blues legend. Sunday, we've got Phil Lynch, followed by the Lark Brothers, Motor City Josh, and the Big Three, who are another dynamic band. Mississippi Heat, the great Chicago blues band. And that's going to be ended with the godfather of the blues, Curtis Salgado, the inspiration for the Blues Brothers, and a living blues legend.
Gates, Mr. Hamery, open what time Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday, the gates open at noon each day. The music starts at about 1, and we go till about 9:30 each night. It is both our ticketed events.
And it's interesting because you talk about the lineup this year. I mean, you guys start working on this lineup like the week after the Blues Fest. So
oh, yeah.
You've been cooking this one for a while.
Yeah, I think Stoney booked Ivy like right away because we wanted to make sure we got her for this year.
And the other cool thing, too, is now you've got 19, this will be 19 under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to you. A lot of the artists are.
I'm already fielding calls for next year. We are getting a reputation now. People love to play here. They love the venue, and we try to treat the artists really well, so they have some things to remember.
Well, think about these artists. I mean, they play all over the country, some of them all over the world. Where else do you play on a lakefront like that?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a beautiful venue. The first thing they say when they get here is, what's that big thing out in the lake?
Blues Fest this weekend, free event on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Elwood, Matson, Lower Harbor Park. Volunteers, find out how to volunteer. How?
Number one, www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.org is our website. That will give you all the information you need.
You don't want to volunteer? Yep. Tickets are available. How?
At the Northern Michigan ticketing site, or you can get them locally at the box office at Forrest Roberts Theater on campus, or Marquette Wallpaper and Paint downtown, or Youptone Music on 3rd Street.
That's Mark Hamery and Mark Stonerock speaking with Mark Evans about the Marquette Area Blues Fest. That's coming up this weekend at Matson Lower Harbor Park in Marquette. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.